The number that decides what you pay to borrow is a product, and the lender is the customer. A credit score feels like a fact about you, the way a height or a birth date is. It is closer to a product, calculated by a private company from a file held by another private company, and sold to the lender deciding what to charge you. Knowing the structure explains several things that otherwise look arbitrary, including why the model used on a mortgage is currently changing. The simple version. There are three separate parties behind the number a lender uses to price your loan, and none of them is you. Credit reporting companies maintain a file of your borrowing history. A scoring company applies a model to that file and produces a number. The lender buys that number. You are the subject of the transaction rather than a party to it. That structure is why a score can feel like something happening to you rather than something you hold, and it explains several features of the system that otherwise look like accidents. It also explains why a change to the structure is news. For decades, one model priced most American mortgages. That requirement is being loosened right now, which is a change to who sells the product rather than to what the product measures. The numbers. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau states that a credit report is a statement that has information about your credit activity and current credit situation, and that your credit scores are calculated based on the information in your credit report, CFPB. CFPB states that companies use a mathematical formula, called a scoring model, to create your credit score from the information in your credit report, CFPB. CFPB states that companies use credit scores to make decisions on whether to offer you a mortgage, credit card, auto loan, and other credit products, as well as for tenant screening and insurance, CFPB. CFPB states that you have many different credit scores, and that there are many ways to get a credit score, CFPB. CFPB states that your score can differ depending on which credit reporting agency provided the information, the scoring model, the type of loan product, and even the day when it was calculated, CFPB. The Federal Housing Finance Agency states that for decades, mortgage loans delivered to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have required credit scores. When available, from a single model, the classic FICO model, FHFA. FHFA states that it is directing those two companies to permit approved lenders, on an interim basis, to choose between two approved credit score models, classic FICO and VantageScore 4.0, for loans sold to them FHFA, page last updated April 22, 2026. FHFA states that the process is governed by the 2018 Economic Growth, Regulatory Relief, and Consumer Protection Act Section 310, and the Validation and Approval of Credit Score Models Rule, 12 CFR Part 1254 FHFA. FHFA states that in 2022, it announced the validation of two new credit score models, VantageScore 4.0 and FICO 10T FHFA. The file and the score are produced by different companies, so a change to one is not automatically a change to the other definition. A borrower cannot decline to be scored while applying for credit, and cannot choose which model a lender uses definition. Three parties and you are the subject. Start with the file. Credit reporting companies collect what lenders report about you, accounts, balances, payment history, collections. That file is the raw material and it is maintained about you without your involvement. Then the model. A scoring company builds a formula that reads a file and produces a number intended to predict how likely repayment is. CFPB describes it as a mathematical formula called a scoring model that creates a score from the information in a credit report. The model is proprietary, the company that built it owns it, and different models applied to the same file produce different numbers. Then the sale. When you apply for a mortgage, the lender obtains reports and scores as part of deciding whether and at what price to lend. The lender is the buyer, the scoring company is the seller, and the product is a judgment about you. That last step is where the structure becomes financially concrete. Costs a lender incurs to originate a loan do not disappear. They are recovered through what borrowers are charged, which is why the price of a product a borrower never selects is not free to that borrower. The single model and why that is changing. The mortgage market is the clearest case, because there the choice of model was not left to the lender. FHFA states that for decades, mortgage loans delivered to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have required credit scores, when available from a single model, the classic FICO model. That is an unusually literal version of the structure this article describes. One company's model was effectively required for loans sold to the two companies that stand behind most American mortgages, and no borrower was ever consulted about it. FHFA now states that it is directing those companies to permit approved lenders, on an interim basis, to choose between two approved models, Classic FICO and VantageScore 4.0. The agency describes the goal as more robust competition in credit scoring. Both models remain approved, and the agency says lenders not yet approved for the newer model should continue using Classic FICO. On September 4, 2026, Bloomberg reported that the agency's director directed Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to accept the newer model from all lenders and publicly criticized what credit scores and reports cost. Shares of the company that produces the Classic FICO model closed that day at $932.26, down from $1,118.93 at the prior session's close on September. Why you have many scores, not one? The most common frustration with this system follows directly from the structure. People check a score, apply for a loan, and find the lender saw a different number. Nothing went wrong. CFPB states plainly that you have many different credit scores, and that a score can differ depending on which credit reporting agency provided the information, the scoring model, the type of loan product, and even the day when it was calculated. So a score is a specific model reading a specific file at a specific moment, and changing any of those three produces a different result. The number a consumer obtains from an app or a card issuer is a real score and not necessarily the one that will price a loan. Both are legitimate. They are answers to slightly different questions, and only one of them is the one the lender bought. The real cost lends on a product you do not buy. The practical consequences of the structure are worth listing plainly, because each one follows from who the customer is. You cannot shop for a scoring model. The lender chooses which score to buy, and a borrower has no say in that selection. You are entitled to see your credit reports, which are the underlying files, and that is a separate right from obtaining any particular score. Costs a lender incurs to underwrite a loan are recovered through loan pricing, so the expense is not free to a borrower, even though the borrower never buys the product. Errors live in the file rather than in the score, which is why correcting something means disputing the report rather than the number. That last point is the most useful one. A score is a calculation, and a calculation cannot be wrong on its own terms. If a number seems wrong, the thing to examine is the file it was calculated from, and the right to see that file is established separately. The lender is the customer, and the score is the product. You are the subject of the transaction, not a party to it. What this means? When a score surprises you, the structure tells you where to look, which company's file, which model, and which moment. Those three variables explain nearly every discrepancy people encounter, and none of them requires assuming an error. The broader idea is worth carrying past credit. In several markets that shape household finances, the person affected is not the customer, and the product is a judgment about them sold to someone else. Knowing who is buying usually explains how the thing is designed, and knowing that is what makes a change in the buyer's options worth noticing. What this is not. This is not advice about credit scores, improving a score, disputing a report, or applying for any loan, all of which depend on individual circumstances and belong with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's guidance, a nonprofit credit counselor, or a licensed professional. This is not a position on the pricing of credit scores or on any regulator's criticism of it, which is a live public dispute this article reports as a dated fact and does not judge. Share price figures are factual market observations stated with their basis and their date, one measured at the close and one an intraday low, and they are not a comment on any company's valuation, performance, or prospects, nor a suggestion that the move was caused by any particular event. Share prices change continuously, and those figures were accurate only at the moment stated. Which models a given lender may use is a matter for the agency and the companies. Sources: Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. What is the difference between a credit report and a credit score? https https://www.consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb/what's-the-difference-between-a-credit-report-and-a-credit-score-n2069/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, what is a credit score? https://www.consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb/what-is-a-credit-score-n315/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, credit reports and scores. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/consumertools/credit-reports-and-scores/. Federal Housing Finance Agency, credit scores policy page. https://www.fhfa.gov/policy/credit-scores. Bloomberg on the September 4, 2026 announcement. https://www.bloomberg.com/news/articles/2026-09-04/FICO plunges 21 credit bureaus fall as poultry news criticism. Annual Credit Report Com, the federally authorized source for free credit reports. https://www.annualcreditreport.com/.